Danger, danger.
All range mode.
Heyo, welcome to All Range Mode, Season 1, Episode 3. My name's Joe.
And I'm Dan.
I'm Dougie.
I'm Chad.
So, what's going on? How'd you guys do this week?
Oh, yeah. It was a good week. Good week. Yeah. I'm single now. That's pretty much new to me for the last 6 months. I'm a dating girl who's controlling my life. And I'm free!
It's for sure called
it's
off.
Done.
Like, there's no way you're getting
done.
Back with her.
No.
We can't say.
No backslide?
No backslide? Dude. Well, you've already had the backslide a little bit.
We broke up and backslid already once. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying.
You could be in the clear.
I'm in the clear. It's done. It's over.
It has to be now.
Not happening. I'm not in. Dude, I don't want it. I know what I want.
Interesting. That's all that happened to you?
Excellent.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing,
anyway. Yeah. It worked a lot.
Right on. How'd you do, Doug?
Pretty good. What stands out this week? You know, just took it easy. Played a lot of Metal Gear. Worked a bit.
I'm sure we'll get onto the Metal Gear. I want to ask you about it.
Oh, no one get on.
How are you?
I got word from last week from being suspended that my boss called me and said, "Come on in. We need to have an interview." And the guy who did the same exact thing that I did was fired the day before. So, to save face, I quit. I called him up and I was just like, you know what? I'm out!
Was it like, fuck you, fuck you?
No, it was actually really nice. And,
fuck you, I'm out.
But everybody told me, like afterwards, or my one friend that still worked there, he's like, you know, they weren't going to fire you. I talked to everybody, and they weren't actually going to fire you.
What were they going
to
do?
They were just going to maybe suspend me for
listen,
a couple days.
Chad, you need to do
just
this.
Just write you up or something, you know?
Yeah, but
I like it when you don't have a job.
I got a lot of shit at work today for the first time in a long time. But it wasn't really
in a lot of shit?
The steam? Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean at the steam press?
Yeah.
Insert here.
Oh, no. I was asked to do something by, like, some important-ass customer, and I left it on somebody else to do because I was told by my boss at work to go do something else, and the only person that the customer told to do this certain job was me, and it didn't get done.
You fucked up.
I didn't fuck up because I left it on someone else's, like, lap, but I still got in trouble today, which sucks.
So I had a pretty good week. Couple notable things. I had some, you know, like, exhale moments where you can't quite stand what's happening. Like my for instance, I got a call from like my mom. I worked late one night and got home and my mom called me. She's like, "Can you come look at my internet?" She's like, just breathe in. Like
my
it's gonna
mom
be
pulled that shit on me like a week ago. The same thing. I went to her house. She's like, "Can you figure out how to log into my Kojiko email?" It's been 3 months.
No one knows that.
My fucking cousin.
Even I don't know.
My cousin went to school to be like a web designer and work like IT stuff. He went to her house and didn't know how to log in either. I'm like, you go to Kojiko, log in. You can just Google that. Type in your email address, type in the password, and boom, there it is. It worked. It was as easy as that. My mom had like 480 emails.
Duh.
It's like, I'm not going through those, so you can have fun the rest
can
of your afternoon.
Can you pay overages or pay for overages just
yeah
on your email account?
Retarded.
Doug, do you remember when your mom did that to you?
Oh, God.
Did that happen?
My mom, she wants me to set up her new computer for her. She sells Sears at her shop now or whatever, like pickup orders.
Okay.
And they send her this new computer. So I'm taking it out of the box. And it's just like
her a computer?
Well, yeah, it's just a work computer, like a desktop. So I'm taking it out of the box and like, you know, just like, here's the keyboard, here's the mouse. And I plug it in, like the power, without doing anything else. And she's like, wait, you gotta follow the steps. You can't just go putting it together. I was like, I'm sure at one point the step is to connect it to the power. Like, there's no way you're getting around this. We'll skip that
step. Hold on. If step one is not to plug it into the wall to turn it on, what the fuck is step one?
I don't know.
Look at it for 30 seconds.
They want you to read the manual. I guess you'd already be reading the manual if you're already looking at step one, though.
I suppose.
HP has the steps on the box. Like, remove this part of the cardboard before you even get to the manual.
What do you guys think of the new iPhone?
It's taller. It's thinner. It's the same thing.
I'm not really... Yeah, I'm not into it that much.
I want it.
I do want it. I mean...
That's a bit, like, I don't know what they do that's just...
I just want
like,
the
design is just so new. Fantastic.
It's new and I want it.
I feel like thinner, taller, lighter are all bad things. Like... This is already...
That's exactly what's happened in every iteration of the iPhone thus far. And iPad.
It's so delicate as it is.
Yeah. But it sells. That's Apple's...
I was listening to the...
Structure.
I was listening to the radio today, and they were talking about this conspiracy where as soon as Apple is ready to release a new phone, then it'll just... Like, there's back software for your phone to just start glitching out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that's BS. Anybody else?
I think that's absolute yes. I mean, so many people still use like 3GSs.
Yeah.
My boss at work has a 3GS. Tim has a 3GS.
God, tons of people.
Tim has a 3GS.
A 3GS is like having a fucking flip phone.
He can't even play Infinity Blade.
You know,
it's not fast enough to play Infinity Blade.
Like, maybe it's just because
it's
new.
Fast enough to play
Infinity Blade. No, it's not. You're right. It's pretty bad.
Maybe it's just because it's new, but I feel like the transition from the 4S to the 5 isn't as good as the 3S to the 4.
Yeah.
Like, it's the wow factor isn't there.
We haven't held it yet, any of us. We haven't tried it.
Remember,
it's just true.
Like, hearsay.
That thing... But
like Retina display was the big thing, right?
It's been leaked for weeks now. Like they showed that prototype. I think I seen it back in June, and now it's here.
Do you remember?
It looks like that, and it's awesome though.
Do you remember when we were in Philly the first time, and everybody had fucking the iPhone 4?
Yeah,
and it was just like, wow. Now I have to have it. That I've seen somebody holding that thing. It was remarkable. I was so happy because I bought the 4 and the 4S like got announced a couple of weeks later, and I was so happy that it was the same design because I was just ready to die. It's like,
it went on pre-order today and sold out within the first hour.
I believe it.
And
good for them
for like 2 weeks.
Hipster mania. That's all it is.
What do you mean only hipsters have iPhones? You have an iPhone.
No, but hipsters especially love Apple. Love it.
I suppose.
Apple, you know what? I can't even say that. Everyone does. I'm a fucking Apple fan now. Although, I kind of am more excited to get, like, a Galaxy. The Samsung Galaxy S3 is a sweet phone.
They do look... I see a Galaxy, and it's like...
They're awesome.
It looks new. Yeah. The iPhone 5 doesn't really look like a new piece of hardware. It's just kind of like the next step, the next evolution in the iPhone.
It just looks prettier. It seems to me like the screen is just clearer.
Was it Samsung that got sued?
And the speaker is so loud. Like, you can put your phone in your pocket, like in your breast pocket, like at work for me, turn it up all the way and listen to music, and you don't even need headphones. And I work in a shop where it's loud. It's a loud speaker. This is terrible. I was walking, listening to a podcast, just walking from my car to here, and I was like...
Yeah, in the mall or something like that, if I'm walking around.
You don't hear shit.
Yeah, like even with the, just the ringer.
Yeah.
You can barely hear it. Is that me?
Yeah.
So I had to try and get this podcast like from WAV to MP3. I had to download a file converter.
I'm sure that was fun.
And the first one, it was like, I installed it, and as soon as you click, you know, convert, it would just say Windows has an error. And so that one got uninstalled right away. But you know, you download new software that's not, you know, secured or it's not from Apple or anything like that. The next button, if you click next on those things, all the shit that they've just got you with, like if you don't read every single check mark.
Yeah.
I downloaded from CNET, the download.com, and they were ready to, I was ready to be fucked. It's like there's still people too, like that they'll just like clicking next and just getting raped. Toolbars.
I'm pretty sure that's me.
Installer software.
I don't read anything. I should. I don't know why.
You're
I'm
the one.
I'm the one.
The question I have written down is people who like who are these people who are keep like
impatient
just
impatient Dan is.
You're getting fucked,
dude. You're clicking pop-ups.
Yeah, you have who's so much pop-ups. You have so much like vaporware and all that kind of crap on your
dude.
On your
I computer. Can't my Facebook right now. I can't even click on anyone's picture. If I go to like enlarge a picture to look at it, it comes up just, you know, the screen gets darker in the background, and then the picture would come forward sort of. That picture doesn't load forward, and I get a bunch of like naked girl pop-ups everywhere, and it's not even from porn. I know it's not from porn. It's from
sure, buddy.
It's not. It's not. It's like dating site stuff, but it's not from a dating site either. I don't know what it's from.
And it's on?
Sometimes
when you're on Facebook only?
Yes.
You know that stuff that's on like...
I'll get pop-ups here and there with like IGN.
Like the, you like Asian women?
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. It's all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mandy has that on her...
It's from downloading shit. It's from...
Going to ISO Hunt and probably...
I got it from... Guaranteed there's a streaming site that I use to watch shows. To watch like Shameless and stuff.
You know, there are
crazy pop-ups.
Certain types of website
where
you'll click on like a video or something, and then like a porn advertisement pop-up will show up. Yeah. And when you click the X, there's another pop-up that says like stay on page or leave page, and you're just like, oh. Like, if I click leave page, what am I downloading?
Oh, I got a task manager for that and just end program.
Yeah. Yeah. And end process or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I'm going to buy a new computer shortly. It's like my next purchase.
What are you doing with the old one?
It's going to be probably my porn computer or something.
Your porn computer.
Just virus till it dies.
Your jerk off station?
I don't want to get a Mac, though.
No. Interesting. No, I'll get that out of here. So did you guys watch any movies?
I didn't.
No movies?
I watched a couple. I watched Moon.
Hey!
Yeah, I watched Moon.
And you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it exactly as much as I thought I was going to enjoy it. It was just a nice Sunday night. I had to work early in the morning, and it wasn't the best movie I ever saw, but I really liked watching it. And, I search for those movies a lot of times. So it's like, I know I'm not going to discover some, like, blockbuster, like, awesome movie that somehow just slipped past me. Like, I know all the movies that are out, but it's just like, when you find...
That wonder is gone now.
But when you find a movie that's just like, oh, I didn't ever see this, and it was pretty good, that's always a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's just instant. It's like, I don't have to watch a trailer and wait 2 months. It just happens right away.
Yeah.
I found out why. On the last episode, I was talking about my expectations going into that movie, and I just bought a Blu-ray this week, and it had the trailer for Moon. And the trailer totally plays you as if there is going to be some huge thing that happens, like the robot's up to no good, and you know Sam is losing his marbles a bit. That's I know that's what got me on that path, and the trailer ruined it for me. But obviously, if you listen to the last episode, you know that I've been
well. Even with you guys, what you said last week, going into it, I still thought the robot was going to be up to no good.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think Kevin specifically Spacey said that the robot wasn't up to no good.
You're expecting it to be Hal from 2001.
Exactly. And by the way, it's good to see or hear Kevin Spacey in another movie. He's awesome. And he doesn't do movies anymore, it seems.
Yeah.
Like, he peaked at the end of the 90s.
Yeah.
And he's awesome.
What was it?
K-Pax? Awesome. He was K-Pax, and then no one hired him again.
K-Pax.
He's got a good robot voice, too.
Yeah.
The cool thing about 2001 is that Hal, if you watch 2010, is the sequel, right? Hal was programmed. He wasn't evil. Like, somebody had programmed to act like that. I thought that was pretty cool. Kind of salvation for Hal. Chad,
really?
You watched?
That's how it happened?
Yeah, they said, like, the computer error is virtually impossible. It's always human error, or it's in the program.
Like a self-aware kind of thing.
Self-aware AI? No, he was programmed. They explained that. I, as far as I know, I could be wrong. Somebody email me and tell me I'm a dumbass. If I'm wrong, but I think in the second one they explained that he was programmed to do that because they wanted to sabotage the mission or something like that. I haven't seen those movies in a long old time.
Is it the monkey one?
The monkey one, yeah.
Yeah, the 20 minute.
You didn't get past the intro?
No. Nope.
It's tough to get past that intro.
2001, like, isn't it? About monkeys? Fucking idiot.
I couldn't get past that. I was trying to watch with Amanda like back in couple years ago.
You didn't like it? I think 2001's really good.
It is really good, but
the sequel's awful.
The monkeys are...
I was like, what the fuck am I watching here? This is horrible. And I'm like, do you want to turn this off? She's like, yep. So we watched...
And that monkey sound is really like... It's old. It sounds like 70s.
Yeah. It's just guys in suits.
Like, it maxes out constantly.
No, don't get me wrong. If I was watching it with Doug, we would have continued watching. So you would have been laughing hysterically for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
One of the best endings in film.
Oh, God, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have it on Blu-ray. I just never got through the monkeys. So
right,
skip the monkeys.
Watch it, and we'll talk about it next week.
Sure. Back to what I was saying about Mundo, about how it being a surprisingly, you know, good movie that slipped past my radar. So a couple days after that, I went to find a similar movie. And a lot of times, if I'm just on Netflix or something, I'll just check the IMDb rating to kind of make sure if I'm actually going to commit to watching
it. Is that featured in Netflix?
No, I just go on my
phone. Oh, okay.
IMDb. But anyway,
it's multitasking.
Cool, that's a cool iteration if they're, you know, be good idea. Integration.
But yeah, so I mean, anything. What I kind of get from it is like anything with an 8 is good. Anything with a 7 is moon level, and sometimes things with a 6 are moon level. So I watched The Crazies, which had a 6.6 on IMDb.
You love that shit.
It was not the same. I'm a huge horror fan, and I did not like that movie. Just nothing good about it.
The Crazies?
Not scary to anyone.
Is there zombies or something in that?
No, it's just these... It's about a chemical.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
I think I saw it in the theaters, and I was like, that...
A plane crashes in the town's lake, and it has like a... biological weapon, like gas. So when they start drinking the water, half the town goes crazy, and then the army comes in and
I saw it in theaters.
And then one, the sheriff escapes with his wife.
Spoiler alert.
After the fact.
And then immediately after that, I watched Daybreakers, which, you know, I really like the post-apocalyptic world and like alternate realities and stuff like that, but just. Not that
is that the vampire one where it's all like vampires just go on living lives like?
Ooh,
like, yeah, it's like the whole Earth's pop. Most of the Earth's pop. I think they said there's only 5% humans left. So everyone is a vampire.
Sam Neill, eh?
And yeah, so it's like they're going on with their normal lives, but they're running out of blood. So they're trying to essentially hunt humans and stuff.
Yeah.
Sam,
like
you tell the
shit.
Story of bumping into Sam.
Sam Neill's Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the
Event Horizon.
Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
We couldn't...
across the valley.
We were in Toronto and we couldn't find a liquor store, so I was just randomly asking people in Chapters where the liquor store was. And so I, as we're leaving the store, I figure I'll give it one more shot. This guy's perusing. Sure enough, looks up at me. As if it was the scene in Jurassic Park where he looked like there's that one thing and it was like, huh! Like he was there right in front of me and I'm like, do you know where the closest liquor store is? And then boom, he just raises that brow and it's like, oh my God. And I was like,
aren't you famous?
I was in awe. Spoiler, every you're the worst. Sorry. So I meant to say like you. I don't know what was in my head. You are famous.
Like, oh my God, you're famous.
No, and yeah, and because I hadn't put the pieces together. I just knew something was off. And what came out was, are you famous? And like, and he chuckles. This guy, class act. He chuckles and goes, not really. And I was just like, what? And Chad's like, Sam Neill. Oh, so man. Awesome. We were just like, ah! Like you see celebrities in Toronto all the time, but you just leave them alone.
Who did we see? Doom?
What business does a dwarf an elephant have?
Carl Urban.
Yeah, we saw him.
We saw him.
Amir.
But,
he looked so fucking cool, though, when he walked in. He had headphones on and a backpack, and his hair was cool, and he walked in, and he just, like, takes his headphones off. All cool.
You were Amir. You're fucking cool.
I'm like, we know that guy.
Yeah.
No matter how you dress.
Every time I go into that store, I saw Colin Mochrie in that store.
Really?
Yeah. Toronto, man. It's a cool little place.
I remember looking at him, and he was waiting for me to say, like, oh my God. But I didn't...
You're like...
I didn't go up to him.
I'm like, give it to you.
Do you guys know who...
Yeah, me and you.
Do you guys know who Chris Haslam is? I think is his name, Chris Haslam, the skater.
Skateboarder, yeah.
Me and a couple of my friends, we went to this skate park in... Fuck, it's right over the border in Michigan. I don't know exactly where it is, but I guess he's from there.
Okay.
He was there, like, visiting his dad for his birthday or something like that. So this huge skateboarder is, like, in this shop. And we walk in just casually to use the park. And he was signing autographs. And, like, I had my board set up on the desk or whatever because I had to tighten my trucks.
Yeah.
And he's signing them. And he goes over, like, I don't like bothering people.
Right.
You know, like, the guy was there to skate. Fine, like, he can give autographs or what. But I was just like, no, it's fine. When he went to sign my board, I was like, I was just like,
please don't ruin it.
Yeah, I was like, no, you don't have to do that. And he was just like, oh. I walked away and I was like, fuck, what the hell? I just totally smacked this guy in the face.
You should have, like, tapped him and started like, you can sign it.
Look, man, if you really want to sign it, you can sign it.
Chad, did you see any movies?
No.
No movies?
I really want to watch Hubble. I was talking about this before we started.
The docu?
Yeah, the Leonardo DiCaprio narrated.
Is he a good narrator? Because he's terrible with voices.
He sounds, I don't know, he's got a good voice.
A it's good Leonardo voice. DiCaprio voice, not when he's trying to do an accent?
Yeah, he that's true. He
Blood Diamond an accent would have been awesome.
Oh, God.
Abru. Abru.
It took me a long time to get through... to pick it up, you know, Aviator. Watching Aviator with his accent. You know, it's like, I know that's not your voice. He's not like Christian Bale, where as soon as the guy opens his mouth...
I felt the same way with Shutter Island. Like, the whole first boat scene, where he's like, get it all to yourself, Teddy. I was like,
oh, the accent's not that bad.
The beginning of that movie, I was like,
is he known as having a bad accent? I hate this movie,
and then...
Well, I mean, I can push up one of these things I have, because it is a movie I saw this week. Body of Lies. It's not.
It wasn't very good.
That's what I'm talking about. Leonardo DiCaprio. His rap sheet is like, it's full of holes. So Blood Diamonds.
I don't mind that movie.
You know what, man? Okay. All the greats are Sam Jackson. Everybody.
I expected it to be mediocre, but it was beyond that. It was really bad. Especially because you got DiCaprio, Russell Crowe in there.
Russell Crowe is like one of my favorite actors. I don't know why.
He was all right. He just played a fat guy. Like,
he does some bad movies.
Yeah, he does. So, what's his name?
He's so great.
Ridley Scott blew it. You blew it with Body of Lies. It's shit.
You blew it.
The thing about Ridley Scott, his name is Ridley. Have you ever thought of that?
That's a sweet name.
Ridley.
Ridley is his name. I wonder if it's shorter.
I
wonder if that's his actual real name.
Is that Metroid's...
I think it is Metroid.
It is Ridley.
Ridley.
Metal Ridley or whatever the...
Mecha Ridley.
There it is, yeah.
So, I have an announcement to make. A new movie has made my top five.
Whoa! What is it?
Yeah. See, let me explain. My top five is a living, breathing, organic top five list. New movies get thrown on there. It's pretty much the five movies that I'm celebrating at this point in time. I don't, like, Star Wars is not on that list. You don't have any Lord of the Rings movies on that list, even though those are my favorite movies, but they're not my top five. You can't include those movies.
I think you should.
Yeah, what? But nothing else
on the top agree with Joe.
There's six Star Wars movies.
It's gotta be evolving.
I don't watch Star Wars because of how great of a film they are. I watch them because I love that
because
world
your
and
favorite movies.
I guess. But they're not my... No, but I like Star Wars as if it's a piece of a universe and I can
Star
watch
Wars
the movie
like
or play the game.
It's more than just... Like, same with Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is my favorite movie because it is who I am.
Okay, well, there's three movies in that. And that's three out of five that are never
my number one is Fellowship.
Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay.
Well, now that there's going to be six of them...
Fellowship is better.
Oh, imagine that if there was still only two Hobbit movies. Your top five movies would definitely be
all
the trilogy and both Hobbit movies. And every time that topic got brought up, it would be a pain in the ass.
Nothing's changed. Same thing.
Yeah, it would just be excluded.
But now there's... you know what? Now that there's six, you've got to pick five of them.
Top
so
six?
One's going to have to get...
Top six!
That's it.
I don't have a top five list. I have a top six list. So, let's talk about my top five. Right now, we got Inception's on there, and it's ready to get booted off. But it's on. Well, I mean, it's got its flaws. Inception's on there. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is on there.
It's nice.
You've got fucking...
It's
yeah, Drive. Drive is on there.
Drive is in your top five?
I'm celebrating it right now.
All right, go for it.
I love it.
I'm sorry,
and
it's
good.
I like it.
And you know what? It's hilarious because I can't remember the fourth one. What else is on that list?
Lord of the Rings. Star Wars.
Well, we'll skip the fourth one, but Star Trek was on that list because I was enjoying Star Trek.
What?
But
the new one,
yeah,
Star Trek's so good.
But it got pushed off.
Okay,
it got bumped off. Welcome to the list, District 9. That movie, I've found it. I've been looking for that movie. I didn't want to pay more than $10 for it, and I've been looking for it everywhere. I even rented it from the Dollar House the night of the stag, and never watched it. The movie got put on twice that night, and I never watched the damn thing. Two times in a row, the movie was on. Kyle watched District 9 twice in a row at my house. So I was looking for it for under $10. It's at HMV for $15.
Blue?
I said no way. Yeah.
What do you mean no
so
way?
So I walk in. Listen to this. This is a jewel. I walk into Game Cycle on Pulitzer and Tecumseh.
There it is for $8.
$8 in.
I guess.
Yeah, it was $8 in the fucking MNU body armor around the Blu-ray. For $8.
Oh, I thought that was a full fucking... I thought you got like a flak jacket for $8. I was like, where's mine?
No. Okay, so... And then... So I throw it in the Blu-ray player, and to my delight, that movie is out of this world. What? It's just... It's so good, and like... Charlton Copley is amazing. Like, the fact... I just love it. It's a regular story. I mean, we see it in Avatar... you know, Dance with Wolves, any movie where it's like taken out of the element and wants to join the other, you know, you have to join your enemy kind of thing, become your enemy, that whole story. But it's just awesome. The fucking
the cool
mech
marketing they did for that movie when it was coming out, like at all the bus stops they had ads saying like, if you see these, like what are the aliens called now? It's like report
prawns,
to MNU
prawns.
Immediately, and like no mention of the movie. Just so cool, it was everywhere.
It's an achievement. It's perfect. And Neil Blomkamp, it's his first movie. And he pulled it off. Like, an example of why I like special features, I got to see, like, how he directed that movie with such a low budget. And he's just like, you have to film the scene. If you like the way it looks, move on.
Well, didn't he make a short of it before it got picked up to be made?
I did, yeah. I watched the short, too.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Did it come on the Blu-ray?
In Joburg? No, it's not on the Blu-ray. But I you can YouTube it. It's only 6 minutes.
I watched that movie, last time I saw it, with Darcy. And it was his commentary was the funniest fucking thing ever. Just like all this, oh yeah, like every time someone gets blown up or like turned into chunks, I'm like,
oh yeah.
So
for anyone who doesn't know, who is everyone who's not at the table, it's my stepdad who was just like,
he works in the mine.
He works in the salt mine. He's like,
we've talked about him all our lives.
He's,
He pronounces milk milinks.
Milk. There's an N in the word milk.
And an X.
One other thing I noticed about District 9 is that the movie is full. The whole story is told through exposition, like much like most movies, but it's all done with the like news reports and documentary features and things like that. And it's like you don't even realize that they're pouring exposition all over you, and it's done so well. They mix in the documentary with the news things with the actual like film, and it's just perfect. And it made me think about why Inception might be off the list soon. Is the first hour of that movie is raw exposition with just her asking questions, right? Like, what do you mean it works like that? And then they just explain it to you. They have to explain all the rules, and they just did a poor job, I'm saying, in that
movie.
It works
well the first time, and then once you know it, it's like,
well, I mean,
I'm wasting time watching.
Yeah, you have to introduce people to all the rules before you send them into the dream, which is awesome. But remember when we were watching, speaking about exposition, remember when we were watching Gran Torino?
Yes.
Literally the worst.
Yes.
The worst exposition in a movie ever. He's hanging out with, he goes and into their like birthday party or something like that, and the house is full. It's full of you know,
Vietnamese.
Yeah, and this guy's like super racist, but he's going around the house, and he like figures something out, and literally, it's so bad. The exposition. He walks up the stairs. You follow Charlton Heston up the stairs and into the bathroom.
Charlton.
Who is it? Charlton.
Clint Eastwood.
Jesus. You follow. Who's Charlton Heston? Spartacus? No, wait. That's what's
dead
his name?
For like 30 years.
Who's Charlton Heston?
He's like an old actor.
Cowboy. Like died in the 60s. Like
he did.
Was he in Silent
Ten Commandments?
Oh my god.
Charlton Heston.
Clint Eastwood. So Clint Eastwood walks up the stairs.
Movie I've ever seen.
He walks up the stairs and goes into one of the bathrooms, and he looks in the mirror and he's super racist. I'm gonna do a racist impersonation. And he's just like, you got more in common with the gooks than you do your own family. And he's just like, you're like, what the hell is this scene? It's fucking super racist. Goes in there, looks in the mirror, and just, it's like, we got it. You know, like, I could see that. You didn't need to fucking walk up the stairs, look in the mirror. He says that line, and then he leaves the bathroom again.
Good timing. Okay, so I remember hearing before that in The Dark Knight Rises there was actually supposed to be a prologue that introduced Bane and his backstory instead of just that plain thing. There was actually more that goes into it, and it was rumored that it was going to be in like the director's cut Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Nolan said this week that no, it's just going to be the movie. Like, that's the movie that we made.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the movie that he made was the director's cut.
Exactly.
It's not like the studio took anything out.
But there was a
Bane
origin
scene.
They did take out that scene because they actually filmed a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a whole thing.
You think it'll be like a deleted scene, probably?
Maybe like unproduced. It'll just look like raw and shitty.
More often than not, those deleted scenes, you know,
they're
deleted, yeah, because they're shit. They don't matter. Nothing matters more in a movie than pacing, I think. And like... just drawn out garbage.
Bane's in like origin would have been great. Because
the movie's already really 3.5 hours, isn't it? Or 2.5 hours?
Like 3 hours.
They could have cut a lot of that, though. There's a lot of scenes they could have cut.
It was already super quick. In between every scene, like dun 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 dun. What's the first hour and a half,
but the first hour is a little slow moving. And yeah, Avatar 2, James Cameron took a stab at Matrix and said he really hopes it's not as shitty as Reloaded was.
So. Yeah. Those movies are so bad.
Oh, so. God. What was the one you and I tried to watch a couple weeks ago?
Well, we fast-forwarded through to... like, I just wanted to watch the highway scene, the car chase scene.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool scene. It's worth that, at least.
So that's it for movies.
Yeah, I suppose we can move on to games, which there's a lot to talk about
week,
in games.
Big week.
A Wii U week.
Yeah.
We might as well just dive right into that. I mean, we've been talking about it all day ever since we met up. Okay.
So Nintendo's got a new video game.
Let me just start it off with that. Who is among us is going to buy it on November 18th?
Start with Dan.
Are you going to buy it?
Yeah. I want to. Is that it?
Joe,
all right.
No. Come back.
I really want to, but I won't.
No.
Okay, that's the only one?
You're the only one.
Buying it?
No.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dan.
Okay.
Because it just feels old. Everything that they've shown, it's not the leap that I want. As you know, even they do have those Nintendo games, obviously Mario, Zelda are classics. But like the thing is, am I going to buy it at launch? No, there's nothing for me. And they confirmed that, you know, they set all the games up to March. None of those are worth $350.
No.
When all the good games that are coming out are already out for Xbox, mm-hmm. which I can buy for $20. You know, a 2D side-scrolling Mario, I can wait. I didn't play Super Mario Bros. Wii until about a year after it came out.
I was literally shocked when I saw that. I watched the gameplay footage of it, and I was like, this is the exact same game.
Everyone will buy it.
Down to the music, the background, just like...
No, the backgrounds are much different.
It was the same. Like, I'm talking like the ground.
You're the biggest pessimist on this thing, and you're the only one here who's buying it.
Because I have everything, you know what I mean? I collect systems, I collect games.
That game will be good.
I'm glad you're buying it. I'm glad someone's buying it.
I'd like to come over
I'm going to buy it just for the hope that something eventually comes out good, and I'll have the
system. That will happen.
But let me say this, okay? So they've announced all their games. There's a big list. You can check our show notes. We'll post the list of games, I guess.
Nothing's really standing out either.
Not even that. But they said, like, oh, our launch window is till March 2013. So you've got a list of every game that's going to come out until March. 2 months later is E3 2013, and you possibly are getting new systems announced 2 months after, like, the, all of these shitty games have come out.
Happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is E3 2013 going to look like? You know, is there going to be these big announcements? But here's the thing. Let's say Microsoft, Sony, they both announce, we've got new hardware. It's not going to come out before the end of the year.
No.
It'll be at least 2014. Nintendo could do well showing AAA titles that developers have been working on for a year.
Xbox may come out next year.
No way.
They announced 360 at E3 and released it that November.
Yeah.
That's what will happen.
Chips are in production now.
They have nothing scheduled for release next fall. Everything is coming out before then.
That's interesting.
And they've just been quiet, like all their AAA studios, like Rare.
But even then, like what I'm thinking is, you know,
Infinity Ward has like their Call of Duty. Is going to be a Call of Duty launch for next console.
Halo
being released this year.
That's my rumor. I made that shit up.
There's no launch. There's no launch window Halo for the next console.
Oh no,
not for 2 years.
Halo 4 looks incredible just on this hardware, and we use that doesn't even look as good as Halo. Wow. Or fucking Uncharted.
We have not seen Wii U pushed at all.
I agree.
We're seeing cartoony graphics that. Pikmin, come on.
Well, we were at KFC about an hour ago. And we were talking about Borderlands 2, and what I was saying was like...
It looks like Borderlands 1?
Well, not even, but kind of. Anyway, I was eating and I was like, yeah, you know, like whatever. I was talking about how excited I was for Borderlands 1 when it first came out, and I bought it, and it's just like, I'm sure Borderlands 2 is that much better, and any other game for that matter, but it's just like... Yeah, just not excited for it.
Feels old.
It all feels old. Yes,
not for you. I don't know what's in your head. Everything feels old. And like...
That's what's so exciting about the Wii U. It's just like, I don't know, maybe this controller
new hardware.
Enhance my gaming experience.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anything to prove that, but I'm trying so hard to give it the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I booked November 18th off work just to... Maybe I'll get one.
Nice.
So
will you
the
wait with me, regardless?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go with you. We're gonna do an unboxing. On November 18th?
Can we do that? Can we do that as a podcast?
November 17th.
Do the wait outside together. We'll all get coffees. Get fucking drunk for all I care.
Record while we're out there.
Yeah, we're gonna have an unboxing. And then you check here. 12 a.m. November 18th is a full unboxing of the Wii U.
No, because you'd have to wait till the morning.
No, we're doing it in the van.
The van.
We get it.
Whose van?
I don't know. I don't know.
Trying to get a van.
We can do it
in a van.
We can do it in the Nissan.
Yeah, Joe's SUV.
Every time a system comes out, though, it's not released at midnight. Never, not once.
Do you think? It's always 8 a.m. Gotta wait overnight.
I don't know why I thought it was midnight.
No, every time I've waited.
So, what do you guys think of the price?
They don't get as many consoles as they do games. Like, games at midnight, they have thousands of copies.
Yeah,
so
they didn't get very many consoles. Remember what happened with Wii? We all waited outside. There was me, you, Tim.
There were six PS3s when we waited.
Six.
But either way, we waited out. It was November. It was cold. I'm pretty sure there were flurries that night. We slept in Christmas trees, if you remember, were at the store.
I remember.
They come out in the morning. I'm number 7 in line. Waited the whole night. It's freezing cold. They come out and tell me they have 6 consoles.
Oh my god.
You didn't get one?
Motherfucker. No, I had to do it again 2 days later, and none of these guys obviously came because they got their systems. So I did it. So I did it by myself.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, I had to wait twice, and then you know what happened? Wii sucks fucking ass, and I sold it instantly.
Yeah.
Well, at least you made your money back.
I mean, more than my money back. Remember the everyone was trying to get one?
Twilight Princess was pretty good.
I beat that and I sold it. That's
exactly game. Yeah. That was at launch, right? I mean, I know it was a game.
Still a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. I had a lot of fun with it. I beat it and I sold it to a guy that I worked with when I worked with him for $450.
Are you going
to
buy the...
Dan's shop resale.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy the $299 basic or the
$349?
$349. That black one is sharp.
Okay, $50 more, you get a game, which is $50 anyways.
Nintendo Land mini games that you'll never play.
It'll be fun.
Bullshit. Did you see some of those? They actually look like I'll play them for 5 minutes.
Exactly. Maybe even 5 minutes.
You know what, though? Like, a lot
either way,
so Nintendo Land looks more fun than most of the launch.
You're going
shows.
From 8 gigs to 32.
Yeah, and so you get the charging station, which I'm sure is $50.
It's black.
I would get it just for the
at
color.
At launch, how much is that charging station going
to
cost you?
$50, plus the game will be $50.
Okay. And the subscription to Nintendo whatever their Xbox Live, their Nintendo online service.
Can I bring that up? 8 gigs to 32 gigs. That is
so
minuscule.
Small.
Like,
it is.
Like when you play, like even Call of Duty or Battlefield. Battlefield on 360 every month, if it wants to be supported by like a third party, they release like a 1.5 gigabyte update.
Yeah.
Dude, every
install
month,
a game.
And that's,
install a game. I installed Rage into my 360. I think it was 10 gigs or something.
I'm sure you're not going to be able to install games.
Yeah, there's going to be no installation. It's going to be always running off the discs. The discs are actually 25 gigabyte discs.
What's a Blu-ray?
It's got a lot of RAM, too.
A Blu-ray single layer. It's 25 gigabytes, and then I think
there's enough RAM where you'll never have to install a game, though.
Okay.
Well, that's but, I mean... 32 gigs is like plenty for game saves and like a couple small arcade games, but yeah, like you were saying with those updates, I don't know. What do you think they're gonna do? Just have Wii U specific patches that are like
demos
much smaller?
No.
Even demos,
because they can't release a gig and a half updates for that thing with the hard drive.
You can plug in a USB hard drive.
Yeah, but they're not gonna to do that is ridiculous.
Would be sweet.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
That's insane. It's like, you have no other option than to do something so inconvenient like that. To just buy... It's only flash memory. So to just have to plug in all these flash drives just for updates on like the next...
I'm not talking about flash drives. I'm talking about like a gig hard drive.
No. Those won't be...
Those won't... Yeah, isn't that what they said? Well,
those won't
they
be
have,
It's crazy. Only flash. It's only flash memory.
Why would they decide to go with 32 gigs when like you've got...
It's cheap to make.
My fucking phone has 32 gigs. Well, not really. I got 16, but
yeah, that
does.
Thing's maxed out, man. Mine's maxed out, too.
I mean, whatever. They want to price it to sell, and I'm sure it's going to be okay. Like,
that's
I don't
crazy.
Think you're going to run into that problem.
What's the biggest Xbox you get? 320 or something retarded now?
320.
320 gigs. And I'm sure there's people that fill that up. A lot of people use it as their whole everything, their hub, music, movies.
Yeah, they haven't really delved into their online package. Like, they announced that Call of Duty was going to be coming out. Like, congratulations, you landed Black Ops. Call of Duty is going to be
okay.
On
and they
console.
Have a fucking map pack that comes out every 2 months. That's 2 gigs.
There you go.
There's
yeah.
8 to 10 gigs in a half a year. That's far for that Call of Duty, anyways. And then another one comes out the following year.
And that's kind of redundant to me. Like,
that's
like
crazy.
Coming out with Call of Duty, the people that are going to buy Call of Duty are going to buy it on an online system that is proven.
Nobody is going to buy it on Wii U. No one. Playing with a tablet controller or something like.
I wouldn't say no one, but not gamers like us. Like
not
teenage sons. Like, you know, like a mother would buy it for a family, and the oldest son in grade 10 would play it on that. You know what I mean?
Xbox,
but like guys like us who have the means to buy it on Xbox, yeah, we're not going to play it on Wii U.
And
sell copies on Wii U, though.
You know, 360 or like Microsoft and PS3 or Sony, Microsoft and Sony are going to drop the price in their consoles right before the Wii U comes out.
I heard there's a third PS3 coming out.
Yeah, like this
super slim.
Yeah, they talked about that a couple months back, and I think an image leaked too.
I don't think I've ever understood the
novelty
of that. Like, why are people so excited to get a thinner, smaller, sleeker?
Didn't you get the slimmer Xbox when that came out?
No, I have an Elite.
The fat one?
Didn't you get an iPhone 4? And you want the iPhone 5?
I don't care to get the iPhone 5. I was just saying,
dude,
I want a new
phone. The first PlayStation is a beast. And you know what it was? I mean, they had such problems with the lasers in the Blu-ray players.
That I understand.
They all crashed on them anyway, so they had to redo their next launch.
God, do you guys remember when Xbox came out and they had a 0%, 100% of them broke.
Yeah.
They said, like, we have to extend the warranty. If you bought an Xbox between this time and this time, it is guaranteed to break.
Yeah.
Without question.
How many times did yours break?
I had 5 different Xboxes.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's a lot of money.
I'm still loyal to that fucking company.
I've had 2 Xboxes, but my first one was repaired 3 times.
Repaired 3 times.
Sent away and sent back.
How did your first one end? It just
mine was replaced. Different serial number.
I can't remember what game it broke, but the last time that I had Red Rings was I was watching Children of Men and it froze, and I went to turn it back on. It was 3 Red Rings. I'm like, no! It was literally a week before Halo 3.
Oh my god!
Remember that?
I do remember that.
I remember how you say it.
I'm waiting for that to happen. I have an old Xbox. I think I got it right after they extended the warranty.
Well, you've heard the sound my PlayStation makes.
I was like,
even when it's off, like, you know how, like, on a PS3, the red light's always on? So it's getting some power to the system, at least to turn that fucking red light on. And I'll just hear it, like, when I'm trying to sleep at night, just...
Hello?
At first, I thought it was, like, somebody there. I thought it was like,
who's that?
I had it on a milk crate, and I thought it was bending the milk crate or something, but I've moved it to different rooms. Like, something's going on in that system.
Yeah, we all know what bending milk crates sound like. Did we hit all the Wii U news that we wanted to hit, or the Wii U information?
One other tidbit. Still no DVD playback. Really? I mean, who gives a shit?
But no, I use my PS3. I
do.
Why?
Because what if I want to watch a DVD on it? I don't want to have a DVD player.
You should. Oh, God.
Dude. It has Netflix.
Who gives a shit?
Oh. Our Canadian Netflix, again, let's bring this up again, has nothing on
it. Okay, I wanted to bring that up just I don't know, as a kick on Nintendo, but.
You know what?
When the hell's the last time you put a DVD into anything?
Exactly.
Like a month ago. I don't do it often.
Actually, I rented Moon on DVD, but I put it in my Blu-ray player.
Actually.
Yeah, I put it on my PlayStation, but...
I watch fucking Survivor Man every day.
You know, it's not like a CD where it's like, you know what, okay, the last time you guys used a CD...
Who doesn't have a DVD player or a Blu-ray player? Or an Xbox?
A lot of people don't have a Blu-ray player. If you don't
have an Xbox. That's exactly what you said. So, I would like my system to be able to play my DVDs.
That's what I'm talking about. And you have something that's going to play your DVD. So why does Nintendo need to give you a second DVD player?
I just want that option. What if I want to get rid of that system? What if I, like...
Take your DVDs and throw them out the window, man. Fucking grow up. You know, move on.
I've always been a collector. Everybody knows that.
Ugh.
How many DVDs... I owned 300 DVDs, and that's just... That's not even an exaggeration.
What did you do with all those?
They're in a fucking box. In my closet.
Any movie worth buying, he's got on Blu-ray.
Don't you think that's going to happen to all your Blu-rays, though? Like,
yeah.
Eventually, and he's going to move on from that, too.
But I have two huge boxes from work packed to the brim with DVDs that I don't even know what to do with. Do I pawn them?
You know what your Wii U will do?
Try and pawn them.
Play NES, Super NES, fucking N64, GameCube, Wii. You'll play all those games. But you want a DVD player?
You're going to download them?
Probably.
Onto the Wii U?
With
your 32 gigs?
That's what I'm talking about. You can download full games onto the Wii U. That 32 gigs is not meant to be your primary storage unit. They've said out loud, like they've already said, you're going to be able to plug in an external hard drive.
They did?
Yeah, USB. It's very, very developer friendly.
Can I get a terabyte external, plug it in, and not have to worry about memory at all?
So says Nintendo, yeah.
I hope you're right, because 32 gigs is bullshit.
What do you think, that they're fucking brain dead?
Yes! They made a fucking Wii!
It sold like a fucking hotcakes, man! It's the most successful piece of shit in 10 years.
Do you think Wii U is going to be as successful as Wii was?
I don't care.
Do you think that's I don't care if you care or not, but do you think it will be?
Possibly.
Is it going to be like off the shelves again? No one's going to be able to get one? It's going to be a huge demand?
Of course it will. That's not on accident.
A crazy thing that happened to me, though, like a realization I had was, like, I was checking, I don't know, like yesterday, whatever, all the blogs I normally check, like Flipboard, IGN, and Joystick and everything, and none of them seemed to have anything bad to say about it that I read, and it kind of just made me feel like, am I the one who has the problem? Like, is this awesome? I don't know. I mean, I guess they just want coverage of it because it's new and the press event was just a few days ago, but...
Did you guys see what they did with Black Ops 2?
For the Wii U?
Yeah, for Wii U, where local multiplayer, one person uses the TV and the other person uses the gamepad.
Chad and I were talking about that earlier, and that's really cool. But on that gamepad screen, I can't imagine the refresh rate and everything could look good on that.
It'll look good.
I'd love it to. I don't know. I have my doubts about it.
It's not an iPhone, but it'll look fine. It's a small screen. I mean, like, it's going to look good because it's small. Just like any of those tiny little TVs you get, they always look sweet. I don't know. But, like, I don't even want this thing. That's what I'm talking about. I'm so tired of these... Okay, we were going to bring up the state of gaming. This big discussion, you know, we all kind of want to have. And one of the things that I'm, you know, wanted to focus on is the legacy... That this generation has left, which I cannot stand. Why does my fucking video game system have to play DVDs? Why do I have to? Why do I need to watch ESPN on this motherfucker, or put a CD into it and listen to, or go on to whatever Zune fucking stupid marketplace? Fucking games. I want to play good games. And or even like you release a thing and you've got day one DLC. What happened to the? It's in the package when you buy it. Nintendo still has that. When I fucking ran out
because they don't have an online. Like structure,
whatever. It's still there, man.
They will do it.
You're gonna. Do you think there's gonna be DLC for Mario?
Yep.
Mario.
I don't think Nintendo's ever gonna pick up DLC.
I wouldn't pass them.
Like, I mean, Nintendo's licensed games. I just don't think DLC is what they're all about.
I don't think so either.
I agree.
They're about. They're more remember the seal of approval? Remember the quality, like the stamp, like this is a Nintendo product. We played Super Nintendo.
They had the seal of approval. Do you remember the Nintendo symbol was that gold?
Dude, that's still on every Nintendo game.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's still on the DSi or 3DS games.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's because like those games are good.
Old Nintendo with like, it looks like a stamp.
Yes.
It's not on Wii Music.
Well, because that game's fucking shit.
I'll tell you that much. It better not be on Wii Music.
They put it in the boxes still. Real small.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. We were playing Super Nintendo at Chad's house today. We'll get back to the state of gaming. We were playing Super Nintendo at Chad's house. The Nintendo games are light years ahead of fucking Super Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, God.
Which is...
Super Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, it was a Star Wars game for Super Nintendo. Don't play it. Don't play it.
It's so bad.
It's not Mario. So, the whole state of gaming thing, and yeah, like, Wii U has this Nintendo TV bullshit, and I'm sitting there watching the press conference, and they're spending 20 minutes on this. Oh, you can watch TV on it.
I can watch TV on my TV as well, so shut the fuck up already.
Word.
Word to your mom.
Like,
there's a lot of anger going around.
The only... well, come on.
I'm angry.
Something new. Give me something new.
I'm really, really praying that next E3 is like the E3 we've all been waiting for 5 years.
Not gonna happen.
Dude, we say that every year.
I know, but next year's the year we're gonna show, like, I guarantee you you're gonna see a PS4, I guarantee you're gonna see the next Xbox.
Yeah.
And it better not be called 720 either.
So what, man?
Everyone's calling it 720 now. If it comes out...
PS4 and a 720, and they're gonna show you the fucking TV streaming services, because they're not gonna have a lot of...
I know there's gonna be the shit that comes along with it.
Connect 2.
You're also gonna see about 10... launch window titles, and you're gonna see demos of them and videos of them, and it's gonna be like, that's the new graphics. Holy shit.
What's it gonna look like?
That's did you think that when they showed Xbox 360?
Fuck yes, dude. When Chad and I worked at the Superstore, right next door was Best Buy. Every break,
I went. You guys worked there. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Every single break, I walked next door and I played Call of Duty 2 demo, and I couldn't.
Call of Duty 2 was the only game that had next gen graphics at launch.
So as long as I have one, so I know what we're gonna get.
It's gonna be terrible. You know what? They're not gonna release these monster
packs. I have to have high expectations.
There was still the runoff though of good Xbox and PS2 games coming out at that time where it wasn't. I didn't feel that, like, I need this console.
No, I know.
I mean, there I bought like, one there was like a couple months after, but...
Which I played.
It's going to be...
King Kong.
Have you guys seen Windows... Is it 8?
No. Yes. Well,
the tablet thing they're doing?
Anything.
Integration?
Anything that has the Windows 8, like... Yeah. They were calling it Xbox 8 for a little while because it's using the Windows 8 operating system. Doesn't that alarm you at all?
Yes.
And the Windows phone looks like shit. The Xbox dashboard looks like shit. I don't see...
Yeah, I don't like this product integration Sony and Microsoft are trying to do.
I don't like any of it. I think, you know, the freaking lifespan was way too long. 10 years. And the games, they're not doing anything.
No. I mean, granted, it took a couple of years to get to a good place after launch.
Yeah.
Like a couple of years...
That's true.
Consider that. It really did. Like, do you remember what the Xbox original dashboard used to look like?
Do you remember Cameo? Cameo.
And like the King Kong game you mentioned. That was the first Xbox game I ever played at EB. And then I pressed the home button because I thought it was pause. And I was just like, I hate this. I was like, 360 is not for me.
Man.
Did you guys happen to read the story about Microsoft filing for a patent for 3D projected games?
The room box?
Yeah.
What?
God.
It's apparently supposed to work like you, don't know, there's supposed to be like a Kinect sensor as well as like projectors that are like, you just have a clean room with four walls and it's going to project like the entire game around you, and you're a character within the game, like Gamer, when in the movie Gamer.
That's so bullshit. What are you going to do? Jump up and down?
Do you know that just...
You have to buy a gun peripheral for every fucking game?
That just made my heart feel weird.
Yeah, because Kinect works.
The excitement of what games could be in 20 years.
Like, I think it's definitely going that way.
I just had a huge realization.
That's the problem. Give me fucking buttons that work in true time.
If I can... If I
press the button, something happens on the screen.
Skyrim, like, you're like, oh my god, look at that. You just walk over to it.
What are you talking about? You're in your living room.
If video games ever got to the point where you put a helmet on and you are not where you are anymore and you're in the game, like literally, I'm fucking done. My life's over. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to work. Fuck you guys. I don't even care anymore. I'm just playing Skyrim forever.
It's not going to be the Matrix. It's going to be 3D and you guys both hate 3D movies.
I love them.
And Kinect doesn't work. No motion controls work.
My realization is the downfall of this generation of systems was when Kinect and Move came out.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well,
ever since then,
the dildo
it's
stick.
Been bad.
Move's dildo stick, I hate it.
They
Move and Kinect are
been focused on that for way too long.
And the fact that they push that still, it's just...
Like, I don't think they're pushing it anymore. At least Move. Move isn't.
Move, yeah, they dropped Kinect, they still... You see those trailers for it at the movie theater?
Kinect is really popular. Like
a lot of like
casual.
Just the same way that we was. Like guys that I work with all have kids. Everyone's a little bit older than me. I'm kind of like the younger crowd.
And their families play Kinect.
They're like, yeah, we had Kinect at Christmas and all.
Oh, they love it.
Man. Oh, the grandparents got up. It works, man. All you gotta do is this.
It doesn't work.
It works.
It doesn't work. But
it doesn't work.
To people that don't really play games,
it works.
It works.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my grandma was playing the Raft game or whatever, and I'm like, wow. Like,
what a piece of shit. It doesn't work. The fucking thing, it takes you 20 minutes, like, no, hold your hand up. Hold your hand up. Oh, it's got to recognize you.
Yeah.
Pause beers?
As soon as fucking Dan walks into the room, it's like, oh, hello.
Dan's here.
I was in the middle of it.
Signs me in.
Yeah. I'm in the...
it doesn't work. Wii fucking Motion Plus doesn't work. Move doesn't work. I'm so tired of this goddamn bullshit. Give me a fucking game with an A button and I can't take it.
I really want to go back to Super Nintendo like you, Chad. Just like get myself a Super Nintendo and play a nice...
It's fun to play those
120 hour
games,
RPG.
Yeah, like Final Fantasy 3 or
Final Fantasy 2, my favorite game of all time.
How much do you think 720 is going to be?
$449.
I don't know.
$449?
Yeah.
They can't launch it for that much. They'll launch it at a loss.
Whose is it?
It's mine.
Doug, you don't have a second?
Take that. Oh, it's okay. No.
How long are we?
We're an hour and 8 minutes, but there's like 8 minutes of that intro, so we're about an hour.
Okay.
Gotta wrap it up.
Another hour.
Oh, we have some mail, actually. We should read that.
Oh, yeah.
Get over with this.
Mail time!
Should we clap somewhere?
The state of gaming. It's got me all bent out of shape.
I love casual games. I love picking up my new Super NES, playing those old games that I never really played. Feels great.
The Retro Gaming Lounge. I've been thinking a lot about that, and like, I got so excited when I was hearing about Club Nintendo. I just want to buy all those Donkey Kong posters and just turn my room into that and have a retro gaming lounge. I've got that TV I'm currently using as a coffee table.
I was just listening
to... My old tube TV.
There you go. I was just listening to the Game Jump podcast.
Yeah.
And they were talking about a retro... Like, literally the same thing.
I got it from the Game Jump podcast.
Oh, yeah, he's like, man, it's ready to go. He's like, it's fully operational. He's got everything.
Yeah. The only games that I can honestly say that I will replay from this generation, Mario Galaxy 1, Mario Galaxy 2.
You know what? I really want to play those.
I bought Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
I traded in some old games. I searched everywhere, man. I went to EB, and they were giving me peanuts for it, man. And, like, their trade-in promotion is 30% or something like that. I was super close. They're like, you know, they don't have... Galaxy 2 didn't qualify. I was going to buy it brand new after this trade-in value, the trade-in. And I was like, I'm not playing these games. I'll trade them for something. Halo 4 did qualify. They're like, you can put all these games, you can go towards Halo 4, and you get $3 back. I was just like, no.
How many games were you trading?
Mass Effect 1, 2, 3, Skyrim, Battlefield 3.
You are fucking nuts.
I didn't trade that in.
Fucking nuts. For $40?
I didn't do that. What are you talking about? I'm telling you the story about how I didn't.
Oh my god.
So
I'm pissed.
So I go to...
I would have gave you $40.
No, you wouldn't have. You have all those games.
Yeah, but I would have kept them.
Anyway, so I'm like, this is unacceptable. I walk over to the source, and I'm trying to... And I'm like, they're trading games. Let's see what they... Maybe breaking into the used game market. Maybe they'll give me some good Primo cheese on these things. So
the source.
Oh my god. So this girl is checking them through, and she's just brain dead. She's scanning them like super slow, and I was just like, I'm not trading any of these in. As soon as the transaction started, and she's like trying to give me all these prices, she puts aside Mass Effect 2. I think she's like $6, and I'm just like, she told me like Mass Effect 3 didn't qualify.
What?
This one doesn't qualify. And I'm like...
But two does?
Literally. Right behind her is three used copies of Mass Effect 3. And I'm like...
That's why it doesn't qualify.
Because they already have three copies of it?
It's not selling.
Maybe. You know, maybe maybe this girl's... I'm not giving her enough credit. But I'm like, you've got used copies of Mass Effect 3 right there. And she's just like, we don't sell used games.
It's like you're trading in
games. I was like, give me the games. And
they don't sell used games?
That's what she said. So.
Oh my god.
So I went back to the old standard, Best Buy, trading them in.
So you got the most trading credit at Best Buy.
Sure did.
They give you more than EB.
Uh-huh. They're giving me Primo, like, pop-ups. Every two games I traded in, they gave me an extra $5 per game.
Whoa.
Boom, boom, boom.
Really?
Yeah.
See, what you said before about the source.
Wrong. Every two games, I got $5 for that pair.
Okay.
So I got an extra $10.
What you said before about the source, I feel like that's kind of Best Buy. Because you say, like, trade in a game to me, my mind goes to EB. And maybe Best Buy is just trying to get, like, a really strong foot in that market.
Not only that, Best Buy had the game I wanted for less. $40.
Like, you tell me that now, I'm always going to take my games to Best Buy.
Go, do it.
So you more still money. Have $20?
I still have $20 and Mario Galaxy 2, which and I was ready to pay $60 for.
You traded in Mass Effect 1 through 3, Skyrim, Battlefield.
The only game that I think I would ever
actually get for Mass Effect 1.
I didn't even look.
Like
probably
$5.
$2. Probably $2.
Why even sell it then?
What the fuck do I want it with it? I got $2 to spend on a baby blue in the future. Go over there.
I suppose. But
got $20.
Get a Powerade or something.
Dude, I found a way out.
paid for this fucking.
Seriously,
paid for this.
You're never gonna play Mass Effect 1 again.
Exactly.
Going down in value. Get a Powerade.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to replay those games. I put so much into them already, and they're not pick up and play.
No.
Galaxy 2, I will play over and over again. It's the only game that I think I will of this generation.
Maybe I'll play it again in 5 years on 720 for $2.
In the future.
as a download.
No, they're going to be expensive, but like even games from last generation, like
they're not going to have staying power. I disagree.
Try and find a copy of fucking Luigi's Mansion. You're going to pay
Nintendo game, man. That's a Nintendo game.
That game has lasting value. Mass Effect 2?
How much is Mass Effect 1 right now?
It's actually more than 14 Mass
bucks?
Effect 2.
14 bucks?
It's more.
It's $20, and Mass Effect 2 is $14.99.
Well, I'm happy to pay the $20 if I ever want to play that game again. Which I won't.
What?
So they're not getting any of my money. So let's read some mail.
Reader email.
So you want to read the email?
We got one from Fono. Fono writes, which is better, Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire, or Sons of Anarchy?
I've never seen Sons of Anarchy, so I can't really say.
I never have either, and I really want to watch it.
I've never seen it either.
I'm sorry, Fono. Boardwalk Empire, I've only seen one season of. I'm not... by any means, the person to be asking about this, but
Sopranos is really good.
Yeah, I've seen all of the Sopranos, so it's Joe.
It has more content, but it's not as new. There's not as much money behind it. I would say
a lot of those dream sequences are kind of lame too.
I disagree. I thought that was really
there's cool
good stuff.
Ones, but there's bad ones.
You know what?
It's dated, man. It feels dated.
I don't dwell on the past, so I'm gonna say that Boardwalk's the best show to watch right now.
Yeah, well, I mean. Boardwalks, it's almost good to look at it as like a sequel in a weird way.
If somebody asked me,
same kind of show.
If somebody asked me which one to watch, I would say Boardwalk Empire. There's no reason to watch Sopranos.
Get in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Watch Sopranos. What did you think? Like I did when you're bedridden after surgery.
Yeah.
And you just need a show. I really like Sopranos, man.
Does that
like,
mean a lot?
Like, I started with... I watched it in a way I've never watched a show before. I started with season 4, then watched 5 and 6, and then went back and watched 3, 2, and 1. And... I know. So weird, right? Because I didn't think I was going to want to watch season 3. And then when I started watching season 3, I didn't think I was going to watch season 2 and vice versa. So I just kept going backwards.
It's like Memento.
And by the time I got back down to season 1, I was just so into it. Like, watching season 1, I was like, I love this whole show. Like, mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Nice.
Really good. Like, the part in season 1, like, oh man, just when they're introducing spoilers. The characters, like, oh yeah, spoilers.
Like, Sopranos season 1 spoilers? Was it 98?
Like, yeah, just like Pauly and stuff. Like, just.
Yeah, Pauly's gold.
Really funny.
Well, what do you guys think? Like, is it better to watch an entire season of a show or have the anticipation week by week?
Well, because season 6 of Sopranos is part 1 and 2, so essentially there's a season 7, I would say just get into Boardwalk on the ground floor. There's two seasons out right now, and the third one starts next week.
Yeah, I agree.
It does?
It's perfect.
Sunday.
Yeah, just a couple days. You know, and then
two days.
Watch Sopranos when you're on when you're in Florida with your parents or something.
No idea.
Yeah.
That's not a Spider-Man date.
I don't know. That's factual.
Well, yeah, it starts on Sunday, doesn't it?
I apologize for that. I was misinformed somewhere. Spider-Man does not come out until September.
The worst was
November.
Nope.
You said it again. You did it again.
There it is. November what? 6th or 9th? Yeah.
I can't tell you how many texts went back and forth between us going like, it's out today. Who's picking it up? Until hours later, we looked online. Like, I think we were checking how late Walmart was open till or something. We're like,
none of us wanted to pay for it.
No, I couldn't find it anywhere. I was like, you fuckers even look to see if it's out?
My bad.
But
what else we got?
I do agree. Watching a show that's on currently.
It's always the best option.
Yeah. And everyone at work's watching it too.
Yeah,
so
it's
you can talk to people.
Yeah, you talk to people about it and everything. Alright, question from Anthony. Anthony writes, will Judge Dredd possibly bomb for the second time?
Absolutely will.
I disagree. I think that's why they reviewed it so early. Because they wanted to get word out that it's
yeah,
actually
and it got,
a good
it got
movie.
Pretty good reviews, right?
Like, it did like get IGN good reviews, and good reviews. They've released articles saying, like, how remakes can benefit from the way they made Judge Dredd.
Okay.
And that's Carl just Urban is badass.
I'm going to throw this down right now. Rotten Tomatoes is going to have less than 25%.
For that. You can't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes is bullshit.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes is bullshit. If,
really?
I don't understand it.
I'm still like, throwing that out.
You got to go with critics.
Metacritic.
And just, yeah, critics in general.
I'm still saying it. Rotten Tomatoes, after the first weekend, less than 25%. I'd put fucking $50 on it. The movie's gonna suck.
When's that come out? Is that 21st?
Soon.
September
21st. Surprisingly soon. The fact that it's called Dread 3D is a little bit alarming.
True.
Yeah.
Seeing as how, well, 2 months ago it wasn't Dread 3D, it was just ready to go. But you know what? That's probably the thing. It probably got great reviews, and they're like, we gotta get this picture in 3D! You know, like, and they. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Can we do that as, like, our first podcast group film viewing? And we can all just talk about it after together as a group?
No. Sure. No, sure. Okay. I didn't really have any interest in seeing that, but I guess I will. That's a pretty good idea.
Well, I saw there was a thing on IGN. It was like a maybe a minute clip or something where Dredd kicks a door in and shoots a bunch of guys in the head, and it's like the goriest thing I've ever seen in my life. That looked pretty cool. Did you see that?
Yeah.
In 3D?
It was cool. Yeah, it wasn't 3D. It was just like,
you know what? Let's see it in 2D.
It's definitely rated R.
Definitely
like,
rated R.
It's like Max Payne gore.
Wasn't the 90s was rated R, wasn't it? I remember my mom like not letting me watch that.
Everything was rated R in the 90s.
My mom let me watch the worst shit when I was a kid, and I can't even believe it. Like RoboCop, I rewatched sort of recently.
We've all seen RoboCop.
I watched RoboCop when I was a kid almost every day.
That it's definitely rated R.
That was like my movie, and I watched it recently, it's and that movie 21st. Is so bad.
Sorry.
Like bad for kids.
That one guy like melts. He's yeah. all like,
dude. Murphy in the beginning gets shot by like a whole group of guys, and he's just like getting blown away, and they're just laughing hysterically, shooting him, and it's gory, and he's like, he's dead.
One of my fondest movie memories from a kid, being a kid, is my dad taped Terminator 2 like on to a tape on TMN one night. And he, like, me and my brother used to watch it, and then after we watch it, we'd run around screaming fuck and like hitting each other's face. So my mom broke the tape in half, but my dad just loved it so much. After she broke it, he went out and bought the actual copy and just came home and we're just like,
fuck yeah. That's a good dad. Let him say fuck.
But yeah, I think putting the 3D moniker on any movie now is
The only thing I can think of that's 3D is like My Bloody Valentine 3D or Piranha 3DD.
Here's the thing.
I kind of want to see Finding Nemo in 3D.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Contrary to
I paid to see episode 1 3D. In 3D. We all did.
Actually, and I heard because episode 2 and 3 were filmed digitally, it looks really, really cool in 3D. Yeah, they showed trailers for both movies at C6, I think it was.
And that comes out really soon, right?
Does it come out
in November, if I'm not mistaken?
I think nothing comes out till next year, and then they both come out within 3 months. Yeah,
okay.
I'm hoping they do the same thing with the original trilogy, is throw them all like within the same 6 months, just like they did the special edition back in the day.
The special edition, they all came out on the same day, didn't they?
No, it was like two weeks after each other.
But there was a period where they were all in the theater.
Yeah, and that's when my daughter is seeing Star Wars.
That's how
she's seeing
Star Wars
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I know.
For the first time.
And I never forgot. My mom brought me to see
Dad brought me
A New Hope. Woo! So yeah, I'm pretty excited to see the Star Wars movies in 3D. I think they're going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. I think they're going to be pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's going to be cool to buy popcorn and sit there.
As long as you don't see it in Windsor, because they keep it on fucking volume 6. God damn, that was the worst thing ever.
It was really bad.
I guess.
All right, moving along.
Yeah, moving along.
Okay, Anthony wrote a second question. We're not going to ask it.
Why?
Too greedy, Anthony. actually, it's a spoiler, but will Walter White die in the second half of season 6 of Breaking Bad?
Seeing as I'm the only one who's seen the first half of season 6 of Breaking Bad,
specialty right now.
I'll answer that question.
A
will he die? Huge spoiler alert. Possibly. Since this is the last season, a lot of things have to happen. Jesse has to find out that Walt is poisoning the kid in season 5.
I haven't even seen season
5. Hank has to find out that...
Are we not spoiling this for these two?
That's fine.
I don't care.
I don't care, really.
I really want to watch it.
I'll still watch it.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Well, let's go yes or no, what do you think? What do you think? Is Mr. White, is Walter White going to die by the end of the season? Yes or no?
It's... I can't tell. It's 50-50 because...
Come on, man.
My theory is he's either going to get on top as a badass, and it's going to be like a weird kind of not a happy ending if he doesn't die, or he dies and it's like
he's the martyr.
No, he's not, because he's evil now. That's the thing in season 6. He's
pure evil.
He's pure evil.
Ooh.
He's not a nice guy anymore.
Cool.
That's why the line is so blurred. Oh yeah, he's just an evil guy. Like,
don't say
horrible
anything
shit does. Happens in the first half of season 6.
The last episode of that show, remember where Jesse goes to the door and he has the gun in the guy's face
that
he's supposed to kill? It was like the lab assistant.
Yeah.
That was the season finale to whatever, season 3, 4. Yeah.
He kills that guy. Okay, I'm going to answer the question. Yes, he is going to die, and I'm not going to be happy about it.
Interesting.
But it'll leave you feeling...
Is that the better
more
ending?
More satisfied than him being...
Not
an
for
asshole.
Me, but maybe for the general public.
What's the best finale? Did you like the Sopranos finale?
No.
You didn't like it, eh?
Did you like the Lost finale?
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
I liked the Lost finale as an episode of television, but not as like this big be-all, end-all conclusion to whatever bullshit they were putting together in that show.
I mean, all my favorite TV shows are still on right now, so it's hard to say.
Perhaps we should save that for
another time, maybe.
The best finale.
Best finale.
Yeah, well, let's think
best
about
finale.
That.
We're
right going
to come back to that.
We'll do like an episode where it's all top whatever, top everything.
Probably like year end.
Are you talking season finale or finale
series?
Series
finale.
Okay, generally...
MASH.
Series?
So, as far as I've heard, that is pretty
series
epic.
Series don't generally just sort of end anymore. They usually are off the air or they continue running forever. You know what I mean? Like, how many things have you watched through and through and they actually end and you got to see
it? Man, every AMC and HBO show has a specific end.
Okay, well, which tell me
I disagree. You watched. Entourage went on way too long. Canceled. Yeah, man, like, there's never
nothing's wrapped up anymore. It's just either that's what kind of watching anymore, or it's like it's still on.
I thought that was going to be cool with Lost, though, because at the end of season 3 they said we're doing 3 more and there's going to be an ending, and then it was like they just kept on doing the same thing. It never wound back. So I mean, think about the last season of Lost. It's just a clusterfuck.
I know it was, dude. Okay, there was an episode where Saeed dies and they put him in...
Keep going.
Anyway, Saeed dies and they put him in some like pool thing. Yeah. And he comes back to life. I was like, this is so fucking stupid. I stopped watching that episode and I've never finished it. I own it.
You didn't miss never much. Finished it.
God. We haven't even opened it.
You know what? If you've got any ideas of interesting top fives, send them in and we'll hit them one by one per show. Yep. I'm saying it. I got some cool top fives coming.
Okay. We moving along again. Got a question specifically for Joe.
Cool.
This is written by Marc Andre.
I haven't heard of him in a while.
Marc Andre asked Joe personally.
M-A-K.
How do you define what is a movie?
What? Of course that's a question Mark would ask.
What a bunch of fucking bullshit.
That's pussy talk, Mark. We're not going to answer that.
We were going to fake his question into... Do you think the movie will have...
No, that's still a question. It's just to somebody else.
What do you say? What defines a movie?
He says, how do you define a movie? It's just...
Like, what's considered bullshit. A movie?
I've had it up to here with that guy's fucking crap. Mark, fuck you. The guy called me after a year of non-communication. It was the worst. It was like a Saturday, and I love Saturday mornings because I sleep until noon, I go to my dad's house, and I eat the most delicious sandwich. So it's Saturday, 7 a.m., and like his picture on my phone is still him naked on the toilet holding a cell phone. I walk in and take a snapshot. So whenever he calls, it's this hilarious, just naked Mondre on the toilet holding a cell phone up looking directly into the camera. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
So after a year, imagine my surprise. It just, I think it's that Arcade Fire song, just... So I pick up the phone. He's like, What's going on, Ed? How you doing? I'm like, oh, it's early. Oh, pussy shit. It's like, oh, not too much. What's going on with you? Oh, nothing, man. I'm at Soda's. And she's like,
You haven't gone to bed yet, have you, Mark?
No. The guy, I can't even fathom what's happened. When we lived together, they would, I think that it was, they would play, what was it? Mario Kart for like... $10 a game, like you know how you play, 50 in one round or in one board through or whatever. Yeah, you play 50 games. Yeah. They were playing like $10 a game, and they did this all the time.
Holy shit!
That sounds like so much fun.
That sounds like, I can just point
that out. Well, I mean,
Halo 4. I had the.
They're obviously still up to it.
$10 to gamble with.
All of you motherfuckers, get your Halo skills down, and we'll have a night where we play a dollar game Halo.
You'll always win.
Yeah, you'll always.
There's no way I'm doing that. Good. I'm not doing that.
Okay, well, me Joe and I for sure will not ever win.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a perfect game. Mario Kart's a perfect game.
Mario Kart is a perfect game.
Okay.
What about Smash Brothers?
Another top five list.
I've also heard an interesting, while we're on the subject of Mario Kart, I heard about a kind of fun drinking game. It's every race, you have to have a beer, and no matter what happens, by the time the race is done, you have to be done your beer. So you can either just pound the whole beer before the race starts, or pull over to the side and drink your whole beer. Like, whatever you choose to do, but you can't cross that third lap until you finish the entire beer, or nice. You automatically get disqualified.
That's sweet.
That's really awesome.
There's a drinking game that I've learned of, completely off topic, just reminding me. You hang a little mustache from your TV screen, or put a couple mustaches on, and you watch a movie, and whenever a mustache lines up with somebody and it's on their face, you drink. It's so fucking funny just to watch, like...
That's fun.
Like...
Yeah, that's
just perfect.
Fun.
It's like someone will be talking and there's just a mustache on the screen and it's like right, perfect. You're like, all right, everybody
it
drink.
Can ruin any good movie.
And it happens like, more than you think because you'd hang like four or five mustaches.
Listen to this.
And
I want to.
Ends up you drink.
I found a I found a text message that I sent to all my friends, well, all the Marc Andre group.
Okay.
After he had called me that morning. I'm just going to read it out loud here.
For you, Mark.
Yeah. I just had the best fucking idea ever. Are you tired of worrying about setting those pesky alarm clocks every night? Hitting snooze and being late for work all the time? Try Marc Andre, the asshole wake-up liaison. No snooze button. Hang up? Marc Andre will just call you back. Change your number? He'll find you. Don't work today? He'll just call just to catch up. Just in time to catch the sunrise. Never sleep in again with Marc Andre, the asshole wake-up liaison. That's him, man.
That's quite the pitch.
He just calls you. A year out of the blue.
I need that, man.
You know what?
Mark, give me a call.
It was a pleasant call, though. I love to catch up with that guy. We've had so many fucking arguments. Don't ever talk about base 10 with Marc Andre. I'm just going to put that out there.
What's base 10?
Well, base 10 is our number system. There's 10 in between 1 and 10. There's 10 between, you know, 20 and 29 or whatever. And he was trying to tell me that base 11 could work. What a fucking moron. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Or no, what if there was two 11s? He would say, like, it goes 9, 10, 11, 11, and then 12. What a riot.
So what makes a movie?
What makes a movie? Oh, God.
Fuck, we didn't even answer that.
Yeah, no. I said I wouldn't.
We talked too far. A movie is a movie. A movie is moving pictures. There you go.
A movie is anything that comes out in the theaters.
Anything on Blu-ray. TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that you can watch on TV is considered a movie.
Well, what about a TV show?
Not a movie.
That's a TV show.
What about reality TV show? You call it a movie?
TV show.
Well, you said anything you watch on TV.
No.
If it's on Blu-ray, it's a movie. Well, wait a minute. They put TV on.
If it's a movie, it's a movie.
If it goes to...
Everybody
you know what? Marc Andre is so fucking happy now, right? Listening to this bullshit. Move on.
Okay. Drew Kretsch. I'm another.
It's the first last name you dropped out.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, have fun spelling it, everybody. So,
alright, go on.
He writes, what is your prediction for the winner of the Shiva in the League season 4?
Interesting.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's the funniest show on television.
The Shiva is who wins.
Do you guys like that show, The League?
I love that show.
The only time I've ever seen it is your house.
Oh my God, that show's the best.
I could watch it.
It's funny. It's the funniest little sitcom on.
I'm going to go ahead and say The Wife. What's it? The Wife will win it. You know what? It'd be funny if Rafi won it. That'd be nice.
Oh, come on. Rafi can't win.
What's Rafi?
No, you know what? It would be funny to see Rafi.
What's up, party people?
What's Rafi?
Just to see how pissed off all the guys would get.
Pop a mint? Or what is it? Crap the booze out?
Crap the booze out.
Popping a mint? Crap the booze out? That works? Kinda.
Yeah, that was funny. I saw that. Liked it.
Nah, when he runs in and yells, what's up, party people? And he's like, pitas and dip! And he falls on the counter and just collapses onto the ground like pita and dip all over the floor. Highly recommend The League for anybody who hasn't seen it. That movie is gold, or that show is golden.
It's a movie.
So you think The Wife, eh? The Wife's
gonna I don't know. It's tough. I mean, you always could go Taco.
Yeah.
Taco has... is there even football this season? Is that one of the things that's happening? Football, basketball, hockey? None of them are happening?
Football's happening.
Am I wrong? It's already on, isn't it?
Football is happening. I'm in a football pool at work, so I know.
Pretty sure hockey's...
Hockey is probably not going to happen.
I've seen all these things on the internet where it's just like...
Figure it out by tomorrow.
Logo with like a blurred TV screen in the background and then says, please stand by.
Yeah, the only... Maybe like, I've heard a lot of things. The only NHL you're going to get this season is NHL 13 or whatever it is.
It's a great game.
So says EA.
No, that was actually...
And question from Mike Soda.
Sort of pop.
Can I use my Wii to play the new Wii U game?
Why does this have to be a joke? Can we have... If that's a real question, he's not listening to the right podcast.
And if the answer is no.
The short answer is no. No, you will be required to purchase the new Wii U hardware for $299 or $349.
Preferably $349.
Right. Wii,
so everybody, what happens next week?
It's been a pretty heated show.
Pissed off there, got laid back, it was funny.
I like it.
Jeez, we were all over the board. Yeah. The emotions were high.
Yeah, let us know how you feel. If we're doing a bad job, email us and tell us what we can do better.
Oh, we have emails
we're not
now.
Doing a bad job. Yeah, next week Joe's going to email from Marc Andre, your show sucks. Soda's going to say the same thing.
No, I'll bet that guy is going to try and stir the pot every single week.
Good, let's have
you know what? Marc-Andre, I'm calling you out. I can't wait to have you as a guest on the podcast.
Oh my god, he's going to be so loud.
Yeah, you need to record a segment or transition into something.
He's going to have to sit on the other side of the room because he's going to blow this.
He's not going to be able to sit down for an hour. He's going to be fucking shooting back and forth like a crazy person.
Let's somehow get like a...
Yeah, everyone, feel free to email us at podcast@allrangemode.ca.
CA.
Be sure to...
That's because we're Canadian.
That's right. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again, and until next week.
See you.